Western Lane by Chetna Maru, IGCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. Hello and welcome to your IGCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into Western Lane by Chetna Maru, one of the most beautifully crafted texts on the EdXL IGCSE specification. Whether your exam is coming up soon or you're building your understanding from scratch, this episode's going to give you everything you need. The key themes, the most important characters, Maru's brilliant narrative techniques, and, crucially, exactly what your examiner is looking for when they mark your essay. Western Lane is a short but extraordinarily rich novel. It was shortlisted for the Booker Prize in 2023, and the judges called it a mesmerizing novel about how silence can reverberate within a family in the aftermath of grief. That phrase, silence reverberating, is one of the most important ideas you can carry into your exam. So let's get started. Let's begin with the plot and context, because understanding what the novel is doing is the foundation of everything else. Western Lane is set in 1980s London. Our narrator is Gopi, an 11-year-old girl from a British Gujarati family. Her mother, Ma, has recently died, and the novel follows Gopi, her two older sisters, Mona and Kush, and their father, Pa, as they navigate grief, identity, and growing up. The title refers to the squash center where PA takes his daughters to train, and the squash court becomes one of the most powerful symbols in the entire novel. Now, the first thing to understand about Maru's technique is her use of a child narrator. Gopi narrates in the first person, and her perspective is deliberately limited. She doesn't always understand what she sees. She notices Pa's white bones visible under his skin, but cannot articulate the full weight of his grief. This gap between what Gopi observes and what the reader understands is called dramatic irony, and Maru uses it masterfully. As an examiner, I want to see you discuss not just what Gopi says, but what her narration reveals that she herself cannot fully grasp. Let's talk about the five key themes you need to know. Theme 1, grief and loss. This is the central theme. The novel opens in the aftermath of Ma's death, and every character is affected differently. Pa channels his grief into squash training. He cannot speak about his feelings, so he acts instead. Kush speaks to Ma in Gujarati on the landing at night. Mona takes on a maternal role to keep the family functioning. And Gopi? Gopi grieves through her body, through the physical act of playing squash. One of the most powerful quotes about grief comes when Gopi reflects the space that had opened out in front of him. That word space is crucial. Grief in this novel is described as an absence, a void, something that cannot be filled. Maru never gives us melodrama. Instead, she gives us silence and space, and that restraint is what makes the grief feel so real. Theme 2, growing up, the Bildungsroman. Western Lane is a coming-of-age novel. Gopi moves from childhood to adolescence across the 8 chapters. Key moments of growing up include her first period, which she asks Kush to keep secret from Mona, her developing feelings for Ged, and ultimately her victory at the squash tournament, which symbolizes her emergence as a young woman capable of independent achievement. Pa himself acknowledges this when he tells his daughters, "I want you to become interested in something you can do your whole life." Squash is not just sport, it is Pa's attempt to equip his daughters for a life without Ma. Theme 3, identity and belonging. The family are British Gujarati immigrants living in 1980s London. Maru subtly but powerfully depicts the racism they face. When Gopi and Kush play in the fort near their house, Gopi notes that no one spat on us from a height and told us to go home. The double negative is devastating. It tells us that this is what normally happens. The girls attend Gujarati school to maintain their cultural heritage, yet they also navigate a world that does not always welcome them. This tension between two identities, British and Gujarati, runs throughout the novel and is essential context for your AO4 marks. Theme 4, family and sibling bonds. The three sisters, Gopi, Kush, and Mona, are at the heart of the novel. Their relationships are tender, complex, and sometimes fractious. When Mona makes a cruel remark about Ged's mother, Kush physically attacks her. When Gopi gets her period, Kush supports her with quiet practicality. These moments show how the sisters are each other's primary support system in the absence of Ma. Maru presents sisterhood as both a source of strength and a site of tension. Theme 5, silence and communication. Perhaps the most technically sophisticated theme, Pa cannot speak about his grief. The effort to speak made him wince, Gopi tells us. Characters communicate through gesture, through sport, through food, through the things they do not say. When Pa finally begins talking to Ma's photograph at night, the sisters are alarmed, not because he's speaking, but because the silence has broken in the wrong way. Maru's prose style mirrors this theme. Her sentences are spare, restrained, and full of what is left unsaid. The Booker Prize judges described her language as crystalline, and that precision is exactly what you should analyze in your responses. Right, let's talk about what examiners actually want to see and what trips candidates up. Your exam question on Western Lane will be worth 40 marks, split between AO1, that's your knowledge and personal engagement, and AO4, that's your understanding of context. Each is worth 20 marks. The most common mistake I see is plot summary. Candidates write things like, Gopi plays squash and then wins the tournament. That earns very few marks. What earns marks is analysis. Instead say, Maru structures the novel around the squash tournament as a destination so that Gopi's final victory functions as a Bildungsroman resolution, a symbolic coming-of-age moment that suggests she has found a way to live with grief rather than be paralyzed by it. The second common mistake is bolting on context. Do not write a separate paragraph that says, in the 1980s, British Gujarati families faced racism. Instead, weave it in. Maru's depiction of the family's isolation in 1980s London, where Gopi notes that no one spat on us from a height, reflects the hostile environment faced by immigrant communities in Thatcher's Britain. And this context deepens our understanding of why the squash court, a private enclosed space, becomes such a sanctuary. Third mistake, vague language analysis. Do not just say, Maru uses imagery here. Say what the image is, what it suggests, and what effect it has on the reader. For example, the image of Pa's white bones visible under his skin uses a visceral, almost skeletal metaphor to convey how grief has stripped him of vitality. He is, in a sense, already partly absent, like Ma herself. And remember, your AO4 context points, the novel as a Bildungsroman, the Jain tradition of paternal guidance, the experience of British Gujarati immigrants in 1980s London, and Maru's own background as a writer born in Kenya who grew up navigating multiple cultural identities. Time for a quick fire quiz. Cover your notes and see how many you can get. Question 1. What is the name of the squash center in the novel? Western Lane. Question 2. How old is Gopi at the start of the novel? 11. Question 3. What does Kush do at night to cope with her grief? She speaks to Ma in Gujarati on the landing. Question 4. What does Pa tell his daughters he wants them to become interested in? Something you can do your whole life. Question 5. What literary term describes Western Lane's genre as a coming-of-age novel?
Bildungsroman.
Question 6. What is the significance of the quote, no one spat on us from a height and told us to go home? It reveals the racism the family faces through a double negative, making the hostile environment feel normalized. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread the relevant sections of your notes. Let's bring it all together. Western Lane is a novel about grief, but it is also about the extraordinary resilience of a family, and particularly of three sisters, in the face of loss. Chetna Maru's genius lies in what she does not say. Her spare, restrained prose creates a silence that the reader must fill, just as Gopi must fill the space left by Ma. For your exam, remember, analyze Maru's methods, her child narrator, her use of silence and restraint, her symbolic use of the squash court, and her spare prose style. Integrate your context, the 1980s setting, British Gujarati identity, the Bildungsroman tradition, and always, always make a personal, critical argument rather than retelling the plot. The two sample assessment questions are, in what ways is Uncle Pavan presented as kind in the novel, and explore the theme of growing up in Western Lane. Both require you to consider context, so make sure your AO4 is woven throughout. Good luck in your exam. You've got this. Keep playing, just like Gopi.